Welcome to Talking Care, a caregiving journey, brought to you by St. Elizabeth and Hospice Toronto, discussing how best to care for a loved one or a friend while enriching their life and yours.
I live a two-hour drive from my 74-year-old mother, who lives on her own, and she had a bad fall a few weeks ago. She also has issues with her blood pressure. She's very independent and has told us she wants to keep living in her house. We're starting to worry about her safety. My brother and I can't be there all the time to make sure she's okay. Our phone calls are usually just a few minutes before she wants to hang up because she thinks we're busy. With all the great advances in technology, I wonder if there's something to help us be better connected with her care.
Well, there's some real concerns voiced and very understandable. We're joined by Mary Lou Ackerman. Mary Lou is the Vice President of Business Capabilities at St. Elizabeth. She began her career as a nurse and has seen her career evolve into the business side of care delivery. Mary Lou pursued her MBA and is now leading many initiatives at St. Elizabeth to improve and streamline home health care delivery through technology. Welcome to the program, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Well, that vignette explains probably a very common issue that many of us face. What role can technology play in helping caregivers?
Well, technology can be really a great enabler for caregivers who can't always be at the sides of the ones they love. Using these tools is a great way to stay connected and assist with the management of their care. These solutions help give some peace of mind and security to caregivers and increase the sense of community and connection with others who are dealing with common issues.
Well, what are monitoring systems? That's probably something that would be very invaluable. How do they help safely manage living independently at home?
Well, because the caregivers can't always be there all the time, some live further away, or some, you know, even need to take some breaks during the day, they still worry about the safety of their loved ones when they're away. So these monitoring systems, there's a number of them available that basically help watch over your loved one and report when something out of the ordinary happens. For example, one common product is called Lifeline and LifeCall. They're two personal emergency response services designed to help people 24 hours a day. They provide the comfort and reassurance that help is only really a push of a button away. An emergency response operator will communicate with your loved one and dispatch any help that's required. Responders could be your neighbor, your friend, a family member, or emergency services like paramedics, the fire department, or the police. One scenario might be, as described in the beginning of the show, was that someone could have a fall, which we know is a leading cause of injury for seniors. At St. Elizabeth Healthcare, we do a lot of work in falls prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Lifeline has an auto alert, so if your loved one does fall, it senses that that fall has happened. And even if they're not able to push the button, it sends off the alert on its own. Telemonitoring is another type of monitoring that conveniently helps patients avoid travel and stay more independently at home. These devices are commonly used for patients with diabetes or hypertension.
Mm-hmm.
The device keeps track of blood pressure, heart rate, weight, and blood sugars, and the results are then transmitted by phone to the healthcare provider. And depending on the patient's condition, that provider can reach out and provide additional care over the phone, adjust course of treatment based on the results that these devices collect while they're hooked up with the client.
Mm-hmm. I suppose these are like, you know, like the commercials we've seen, I've fallen and I can't get up, these type of devices that, you know, really if you're immobilized and there's nobody around or nobody alerted, these make a big difference and can save your life.
Mm-hmm. And the big advancement now with those is the fact that they can sense when a fall has happened,
mm-hmm.
and automatically send off that alert.
Which is important because if the individual is immobilized, they can't set off the alert themselves, isn't it?
That's right. They may hit their head and be unconscious,
yeah.
or, you know, hurt their arm and can't. Maybe their arm is tucked underneath them and they can't get to the button.
So. I would think also having one of these devices, you know. Hopefully nothing does occur, but it does, you know, to anybody of whatever age. But what it provides is not only peace of mind for the individual who knows that if something happens, there is a plan in place, but also for the caregivers, the family, and friends. It provides them the peace of mind of knowing also that this person, if something, God forbid, does occur, there will be monitoring of that and quick response to it.
That's right. I remember years ago, my grandmother, she used to live across the street, and her way of letting the family know that she was up and awake and ready to go for the day was opening her curtains. And the neighbor across the street would look across the street to make sure the curtains were open, and if they weren't open, would then call my mom or dad to flag the concern that the curtains didn't open today. So this is sort of a convenient way to make sure that the person is up and moving. They have sensors in homes now that can, you know, determine that you're now out of the bed and send a message to say, you know, your mother's out of the bed. She's up and moving today.
That's good to know. And you know, neighborhoods, we all know they're not as close as they used to be. You don't even know your next door neighbor some days. So in lieu of not having that neighbor who can pick up on simple signals or even drop by and say hello at one point during the day and know you're fine, it's good to have these things in place.
Right.
Mary Lou, you know, if you're someone such as myself who sometimes just plain forgets to take their medication, and you're worried that your folks or the person you're providing caregiving to won't remember to take their medication, or they may take the wrong ones, which can happen. You know, how about those folks? What do they have? What safeguards are in place for them?
Well, there's a couple of things available for them as well. They have automatic pill reminders, and they are sort of little alarms that will go off to remind your loved one to take their medication and also keep them from getting their pills mixed up, because they have they're individually packed in these separate packages that says, this is your breakfast pills, and an alarm will go off to remind you to take your breakfast pills. The devices range from both just these pill boxes that have little alarms on them, but also you can have services set up that will remind you by telephone. Someone will call you and remind you to take your pills, or you can get one emailed to you, or if you had a pager, a pager can go off as well to help you remember to take your pills. There's lots of these different types of medication reminders available on the Internet, so certainly caregivers can do a simple Google search on medication reminders and see what different services and technologies are available. As well, you can also speak to your pharmacist about medication reminder services. For example, Rexall has Rexall Reminder Ready, and it's a free service that automatically refills your prescriptions and alerts the pharmacist early if there are no refills remaining.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's some examples there, but here's a general question for you. How can technology help caregivers and families stay connected to each other?
Mm. Well, there's often a real sense of isolation with caregivers or people receiving care. This can lead to increased stress levels and even depression. There are a number of social media tools that help to connect family members and or caregivers who are facing the same types of challenges. These can be both public and private networks. For example, there's one called Ties, which is a personal network. It's like a website you can have on your own. And it has a calendar feature in it. And if you have any appointments or anything that you need to be reminded of or require assistance with, you can set up a personal network with your friends and family members, and they can log in and sign up to assist you with those tasks. As well, depending on what information you would like to share with them, they can keep up to date with, you know, your health information, your social information, etc. So it's a real great way to connect in a personal, private way. As well, St. Elizabeth Healthcare has the Care to Know Center, which is a free online community caregivers resource. There's all kinds of information about different diseases, care topics. You can join discussion forums to connect with others who have walked in your shoes. And this is a really important one, because I think being a caregiver, because it's such a full-time job, there can be a real sense of isolation. Mm-hmm. So being able to connect online with other people who are experiencing the same challenges that you're experiencing is a real asset. You can post questions. You can just go on a chat room and talk with others. You can offer advice to others, too, because you've learned so much through your caregiving journey. We have a number of health resource sections on our website, www.stelizabeth.com, and there's all kinds of tools available as well. We have a Caregiver Compass, which is a more or less an e-book that talks about all the different things that might be helpful for you as a caregiver. and some of the other things that we've talked about already.
You know, one issue that I think, you know, is hard enough on an individual, they're dealing with the ailments as well as the caregiver, but stress, I would think, you know, this is something that can not only cause compounded issues, but if you can alleviate it at all, it's going to make the situation, not only the quality of the caregiving, but the individual who's already dealing with their own issues. You don't want to compound them with stress. And having this network, being able to share ideas or just even talk to someone else who's going through so many of the same experiences really goes a long way in alleviating that, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. And the other issue with the stress is just knowing that you're doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, to be able to have a resource where you can ask others just to validate what you're doing is the right thing, really increases your own level of confidence and comfort.
Yeah.
And I think that alone is a big asset to some of the social media, these networks that are available for people to get online and talk to others.
And draw on that experience that others have too, you know, that's invaluable. Mary Lou Ackerman, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you for sharing some very important information and wisdom.
Well, you're very welcome. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Talking Care, a caregiving journey, brought to you by Hospice Toronto and St. Elizabeth. For more information on today's discussion, call 1-877-787-7342. That's 1-877-787-7342. To listen to this episode again, suggest topics for future episodes, or browse helpful resources, visit www.stelizabeth.com/talkingcare. That web address again, www.stelizabeth.com/talkingcare.
Home is comfort and warmth. Home is family and memories. Home is where you want to be. We're St. Elizabeth, pioneers in home and community care. For over 100 years, we've helped people stay in their homes. We can help you or someone you care about. St. Elizabeth, nursing, therapies, and personal support provided in your home. Visit stelizabeth.com to order your copy of our Caregiver Compass, a valuable resource on caring for those you love.